All right, let's take another call before the break here. I think Merritt has been waiting quite a while in Puyallup. Hello, Merritt.
Hey, Dr. Sherman. Can I tell you that the great spirits of the world has told me that you're going to be my next wonderful doctor, since I've got 10 idiot doctors at Harborview refusing to help me, and they're all fighting over who's not going to help me? And just take this pill, and we won't listen to your other doctor as you drop over dead next week.
Oh, my
God.
And gosh.
I will come and just die in your office, and you will revive me properly, and I won't even have a sore chest when you get done with me.
So, you know, I get so excited when people come in and they've seen a dozen doctors and they haven't had much help at all. I love to work with people like that.
I hyperventilate when I heard your voice this morning. Go, oh, Dr. The radio.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I swear at the radio. Is that like cursing the darkness?
I guess.
For all the idiot doctors that are on the line before you get on at 12 noon?
Oh, bless your heart. I love
it. I listen to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me right before you come on. It's so hilarious to sit there and laugh over the news. So, Dr. Sherman.
Yes.
This idiotic thing hit the radio last week. I have never heard it in all my naturopathic digging up the dead here of problems, which, you know, I'm Cherokee Indian. I can dig up some dead down from 30, 40 years ago because Kaiser has now taken over Harborview Medical Center. That's where I lived as a child. Berkeley was my home.
Oh, my gosh.
And
okay.
Every single student wanted to poke at me.
Uh-huh.
I was a petri dish for the government. I have been up the ward of the state since I was 10. I'm scared of Kaiser Hospital. So, going back to the eggs, they talked about oxidation and how the only proper way to eat an egg is either boiled in the shell or poached. Never break your yolk, he said. I go, I've never heard of that. And then he talked about oxidation and sitting your water on the counter where my water is sitting all week long. So can you give a little bit? And before you do that, can you please spell coagulation, because this stupid computer won't find it, and I can't find my dictionary right now, my hard copy dictionary.
Coagulation. C-O-A-G.
C-O-A-G-L-A-T-I-O-N. Thank you.
Right, exactly. Coagulation.
So, I knew it started with a C, but the stupid computer wouldn't get coagulate past the Q.
Well, you know, that is correct. You know, when you're preparing eggs, if you fry an egg, of course, you're going to be oxidizing some of the protein in there. What's that?
Wait a minute. What does that mean?
Well, you know, when you turn on the heat, turn the pan on to cook an egg, you put a little butter or a little oil in the pan. If you start hearing the crackling of the butter or the oil in the pan.
Then we got cancer.
Don't go that far yet. But what's happening is the hydrogen bonds are breaking, and that's called oxidation of the protein. So it's coagulating the protein and basically making it, you know, a little more detrimental as far as your ability to deal with it, and it's going to be using more antioxidants in your own body. So as long as you're getting plenty of antioxidants and other foods.
What do you mean by oxidation in my own body? Go back to that one sentence right there. Repeat that again. I don't understand.
Well, there's something called lipid peroxidase enzyme, which breaks down protein in our bodies, in our foods, and we're left with foods that are much harder to process, so our bodies aren't able to deal with that as much. And oxidation, you know, when you think about oxidation, think of, you know, we have to have oxidation, otherwise if we don't have oxygen, we die. But
okay, my question for you then on that: my mom, when I was a child, would not eat anything that had stainless steel because she could taste the steel in her food. Iron pans, you could never taste the iron or the steel, because there's no steel in iron, in our food.
Right.
Today, I can taste who cooked into what. I can even tell you if you cooked my food in aluminum in the back of the store, because it's smells bad and it tastes bad before it even comes to my plate. I've been quite sick for the past few years, and I'd like to just kind of just come over and drop over in your office, and maybe you might throw me in that hyperbaric chamber for a few minutes. So, we're working on it. I'm coming to your store soon. We just got to have someone foot the bill to get my foot in the door.
Well, that's a really good analogy. You know, you're when you see a nail that gets rusty, that's oxidation. So the iron has oxidized
in their food.
Right. Same thing happens in our food. Now, normally we digest and break.
The man that came up with an iron supplementation was in the concentration camp. He dropped any nail into all of his food, and he lived healthier than everybody else beside him that said that he was stupid to drop that nail in his food.
That makes sense.
That's how we got our first vitamin.
That makes sense. And remember, you know, of the 90-plus nutrients that our bodies need every day, 60% or 60 of those are minerals. So mineral balance is incredibly important. So I know we're jumping all over the place here. We're jumping all over the place as far as nutrients.
No, you're answering my questions. You're not really jumping all over the place. We then go to the oxidation of spinach.
Yes.
Why is that? They're all saying spinach is bad now on the radio.
I'm not sure who you're listening to.
5 dozen eggs apiece every month. You know, I have 5 kids, so we went through 6 dozen eggs a month. And everybody was saying I was cholesterizing and killing my kids back when they were little, when I knew that that was feeding their brains because they were handicapped kids in school and they needed cholesterol to feed their brains.
Absolutely.
So now they're all saying that the spinach is bad and my kids are pushing the spinach out of their salad because they're all off at college and they're being told no spinach in their salad.
I think you're listening to the wrong shows. You should only listen to the Green Medicine Show.
I know, but I can't get my kids to listen to it, and they won't listen to me. They think Dr. Jonathan Wright will put them to sleep with how bad their prostates are because it took them a half an hour to figure out Dr.
Merritt,
Jonathan Wright was talking about their prostate.
Merritt, hang on. We have to go to a break real quick, but I want to finish up with you, okay?
Yeah, I need to know about oxidation of water.
Okay. Merritt, who is calling from Puyallup, and she has some interesting questions. Hello, Merritt. You still there?
Hi. Yeah.
Okay, so
I don't think my teenage boys would actually listen to any of these things. They just listen to what all the teachers are saying at school as they're pushing their plates away and dumping macaroni and cheese on my kids' plate at college. So,
well, what happened to Popeye? I mean, Popeye used to eat a lot of spinach, and he used to beat up everybody.
Did you know that Popeye had a birth defect? I know this one.
Big forearms.
It was on the radio a few weeks ago. They talked about spinach and Popeye.
Anyway,
and
spinach gets a bad rap because it has a lot of oxalic acid in it. And people feel, even physicians feel like if you eat too much of it, it can create kidney stones or other problems within the body. But, you know, as long as you're, and of course, spinach has incredible number of minerals in there, including lots of iron. So as long as it's organic, you're going to be getting quite a number of minerals there that way overpower the detrimental effects of the oxalic acid. So
Get your kids
back on the spinach, back on the leafy greens, collard greens, mustard greens.
Yeah.
Those are fantastic nutrient-rich.
All the stuff I've been eating my whole life.
Good. Yeah, you gotta be an example.
Water now sitting on our counter. He said you never should have your water sitting open on the counter, and then he didn't say why. He went straight in talking about their wonderful water, which. My husband looked at the fair to the same wonderful water-wise thingy and then saw the price, and now we still keep getting our mail, but, you know, there's just no way we can get one sitting on our counter.
Well,
we
just
know nothing about distilling water. We've got a Brita filter on our counter.
Mary, we just have a few moments left, but one of the things they're concerned about is, you know, when you put water out on the counter, one thing it does is release chlorine out of the water. So if your water has a lot of chlorine, then that gets released, which is a good thing. But it can also lose oxygen. So when you drink H2O, there's two molecules of oxygen in there. And that provides oxygen, which we need a lot of in our bodies. So anyway, I really appreciate your call, and we need to go to the break, and we'll take other calls in a few minutes.